You've heard me say before that the crisis of the modern world in which we live is more than anything else a crisis of saints, meaning we don't have enough holy people in the world. Religious people, yes, lots and lots of those, but does religious and holy mean the same thing? Not exactly. One can have the exterior form of looking and acting religious, but yet not have a change of heart and a change of mind to really think, love, live, and act like Christ. In fact, there are some religious people who can act totally opposite. A holy person, on the other hand, truly seeks God, wants to be like Christ, have a heart, a mind, a soul change, a lifestyle change to reflect Christ living in them. That's exactly what holiness means. Holy people by nature are religious, and that religious expression is important. They want to go to Mass. They want to participate in devotions. They want to pray. They want to be like Christ in all things. When you consider prayer, what we're doing right now, as you've heard me again say, is the most important thing that any human being can do. There is nothing more important than the Mass. Why? As the greatest of all prayers, it is you and me together, as the body of Christ, offering to God the Father the sacrifice of Christ on the Son, the sacrifice of the Son on the cross for our salvation. We're giving God everything He's given us, and in return we receive the body and blood of His Son. We receive all graces, we receive freedom. A sacrifice is us letting go of something, letting go of ourselves, our weaknesses, our temptations, our sinfulness, all the things that make us unlike God, to surrender and give all these things to Him, to be released from bondage and to receive in exchange grace and freedom. It's a surrender of all things to God as Christ Himself offered everything to the Father on our behalf. And we do this in an active spirit of lifting up our hearts and minds with that. One thing that we see with the lepers in the Gospel was an act of prayer that was not directed simply toward God, as it should be, but directed toward themselves. Jesus, Master, they cried, have pity on us. Yes, they wanted His pity. Why? They wanted to be healed. Why? As lepers, they were being cast out of society. No friends, no family, no nothing. Everybody distancing themselves from them because of their leprosy. Christ, in the mercy of His heart, says, go show yourselves to the priests, and they go, realizing they were cleansed on the way. Only one returns to give thanks. This one was a Samaritan, considered to be basically a Jewish heretic and a not complete Jew by the others. Gratitude takes humility. You're never grateful to somebody who owes you something, but God owes us nothing. All that we have is a free gift of His grace and His mercy. We are not owed, but freely given by the love of Christ. And so we come to this act of sacrifice, to give thanks, which is what the word Eucharist means, to give thanks, to be holy, to seek union with Christ. On October 7th, the Church celebrates the Feast of Our Lady, the Holy Rosary, and thus dedicates the entire month of October to the Rosary. Why is that? Let's go a little bit into the background of the feast itself and see how it affects us today. In the year 1570, in Lepanto, Italy, the Bay of Lepanto, there were Muslim forces, Turkish forces, about to invade Italy, and this was not the first time. As we know, since the inception of Islam, Muslim hordes have attempted to overrun Christian civilizations time and time again, and continue to do so today. The Christians have been fighting them for a long time. They were war-weary and tired. They were outnumbered and faced almost certain defeat. But Pope St. Pius V, knowing that they had been armed quite well with their guns and cannons and so on, said, "You need the grace of God." And the weapon that he suggested was not anything of artillery, but of prayer. It was the Rosary itself. The soldiers prayed, and prayed earnestly. And of course, they win the battle. Now that's only the outside part. Look at it from the inside. In Islam, in the Quran, their holy book, Mary is talked about a great deal. She's considered a true Muslim because she has surrendered herself completely to God and His will. which is what Islam means. They do not consider Jesus, however, to be the divine Son of God, but simply a prophet. So imagine that. Here you have Christians asking Mary to intercede for them and before her son, and by this they receive a miracle defeating those who claim that she is a true Muslim. What should that say to us? We know that Mary, in giving us the Messiah, has crushed the head of Satan, defeats all falsehood, and brings us closer and closer to the heart of Christ. Thus she was given that title, Our Lady of Victory, and the month of October dedicated to the Rosary. Let's go back to prayer, however. As I said, the crisis of saints is simply that. We not praying as we should pray. Yes, we have a variety of forms that we can pray. Many of us go to adoration, spending times at a holy hour at the hospital or just coming into church for a visit. We should be spending time, we know, in sacred reading, meditating on the Gospels, letting the word of Christ really soak right through us to see what Christ said, see what he did, and lift up ourselves to him to become like him doing the very same thing. To meditate on his life and his sacrifice in the stations of the cross, considering his passion, to give ourselves to him as he gives himself to us. But with the rosary again, we consider his life, we consider Mary's actions in the life of Christ, we consider her bringing us to him and him to us. And why is that important? I know that as families, everybody's busy. You've got a lot of stuff going on. But the two things that will keep families together, as we always have in Christian history, are family time and family prayer. There once was a time, not too long ago, when families actually ate supper together every night. There once was a time when families would pray the rosary together every night. And we wonder why society falls apart the way it does, because our life with Christ is what keeps us together. As you heard me say last week from Mother Teresa, the family that prays together stays together. That's true of the nuclear family, the individual family, and the family of the church. For us to pray together at Mass and families to pray together at home. Prayer is what transforms us into saints. That's how we defeat evil every time. And you and I face threats always. There's always going to be temptation. There's always something on the outside. We as Christians, as St. Paul tells us, would need to surrender, to give thanks, to listen to Christ, to follow Christ, to hear him, and to practice what he says. If we have died with Christ, then we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny, to turn away and deny Christ, he denies us. Depart from me, he says. I never knew you. Why? Because we move ourselves away from him. But even if we remain unfaithful, if we are unfaithful, Christ remains faithful to always take us back. He will always take us back. He cannot deny himself. So consider, if you would, what God did for Naaman, the pagan, in the first reading. Here's a man who comes to acknowledge the true God because he receives a grace and miracle. He listens to the Lord's will through the prophet Elisha. He's reluctant, but once he receives his blessing, he realizes not only what God has done for him, but in gratitude, he wants to spread the name of God. It's kind of curious how he asked for those 2 mule loads of earth. Why? Because the place where this miracle happened to Naaman is holy ground, and God should be worshipped on his own ground. It's kind of his way of spreading the faith. By spreading the earth, by bringing God's true name to all the earth, which we need to do as well. The Lord has revealed to all nations his saving power. Let him do that through us, to transform us, not to make us simply religious, but holy, as we give thanks, give praise, offer a sacrifice of peace to God who has saved us. As Christ says, stand tall. Stand tall and go on your way with confidence in prayer, with confidence in prayer and thanksgiving, for your faith has been your salvation.